previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
It's an ill wind that blows no one any good. Just ask Advatech, Africa's biggest private education group. With more and more parents and students opting to bypass the poor quality of state schooling, Advatech has just hit 100,000 students. It has also hiked its total dividend to more than a rand, both for the first time. Advatech owns brands like Crawford, Trinity House and Varsity College, and is reporting an 8% increase in group revenue to 8.5 billion rand. Headline earnings up 17% to 1.1 billion. Advatech is also expanding into Africa with strong demand for its Cambridge syllabus in Ethiopia, Kenya, Botswana and latterly Ghana. It's developing a property off Grayston Drive in Sandton, Johannesburg into a brand new campus with capacity for 9,000 students. The intention is that this will become a full-fledged university. And another private education provider, Stadio, has upped its final dividend by over half after reporting a climb in students and improved collections. Stadio is the only JSE-listed stock focused on private tertiary education. It set new growth targets, including 80,000 students by 2030. CEO Chris Forster, quoted by News24, says that despite ongoing economic pressure, there remains a growing demand for higher education in South Africa. Forster says there's an estimated 430,000 eligible grade 12s not able to get access to university in 2025. And Cassava Technologies, founded by Zimbabwean telecoms tycoon Strive Masiyiwa, has tapped high-tech chipmaker NVIDIA to build Africa's first artificial intelligence factory. Cassava says it will deploy NVIDIA's advanced computing and AI software at its South African data centers by June of this year. And this will be followed by a rollout at its other facilities in Egypt, Morocco, Kenya and Nigeria. The markets are mixed. In Johannesburg, the JSE All Share and Top 40 both closed last evening down 0.6%, London's FTSE down 0.1%. But in New York, the mood was upbeat on suggestions President Trump may be changing his mind again on what tariffs to introduce, where and when. The Dow ended up 1.4%, the S&P 500 up 1.8%, the Nasdaq up 2.3%. Tokyo this morning up 0.6%, Hong Kong down 2.3%, Sydney up 0.4%. The US dollar remains firmer at 108 to the euro, the rand about 0.5% weaker, 18.26 to the dollar, 19.73 to the euro, 23.60 to sterling. Gold at 3,015, platinum 977, Bitcoin just over 86,500, and Brent crude oil $73 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.